And it's time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at around 3:30. That would be now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. Ordinarily joined by Jean Boldick of the Weekend Water Cooler to help us out on Friday. She also has the same crud that everyone else in North Carolina has, unfortunately. So wishing her to get well soon and be back here next week Friday. Today we are joined by Aaron A.J. Johnson and Dakota Moyer, both of WCHL. Guys, how are you?
Good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Don't sound very happy that it's Friday.
I know.
That was extremely quiet.
You've got a very ominous weekend.
Amount of energy at the end of the week.
That's also true. How do you ramp up again? Do you ramp up during the weekend or?
Yeah, you mean you get to sleep in on Saturday,
right?
And then you have all that energy. Well, except for people who host after the weekend shows.
Yeah,
some of us don't have to.
Most of us don't have to.
How does that feel, by the way?
Oh, it feels fantastic.
That's what I assumed.
Yeah, most of the time, as well. You know,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Are you ready for Kids Q?
Yes.
All right. Here is today's question. Everyone, get around the radio. This is for everyone. An asteroid is heading straight for Earth. What are some creative ways that we can stop it?
Bruce Willis and a team of ne'er-do-wells from an oil rig landing on it and blowing it up with a nuclear warhead.
We said creative ways. Creative.
What's more creative than Bruce Willis saving the world for the umpteenth time?
If I remember right, Deep Impact.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
What if everybody took their fans and pointed them at the asteroid and blew it away?
A rail gun? Yeah.
What if we just took the Earth and moved it somewhere else?
That seems legit.
How do you do that, though?
We rope Mars and pull on a rope.
You just gotta shoot
a rope at Mars.
You'd
have to like lasso
Mars. Well, we're always sending probes to Mars, to learn things. So the next time we launch a probe, tie a rope to it.
Okay.
And it'll just unspool as the spacecraft flies to Mars.
I like that. All right.
And then Mars's gravity will catch it and swing it around.
So then the asteroid will like get caught in the rope? Is that the idea?
Well, no. So we will, get the rope around Mars.
Right.
And then once it's around and the spacecraft comes back with the other end of the rope, we tie it together and we pull.
And it
moves the Earth out of the way of the asteroid.
I feel like that would move the Earth in the way of Mars, though. Wouldn't that be like a bigger problem?
Then you cut it right at the right exact moment.
And then the Earth bounces back. Ah, yes.
This is a very ominous question.
I feel like there are a lot of flaws in that plan.
So many places it can go wrong.
Essentially, this question is, how do you save mankind from certain destruction?
Yes. And if we knew that, we wouldn't be in the position we're in today.
Do you have any creative answers?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Why are we just doing this?
Point a giant TV up at the asteroid and turn on cable news. The asteroid will turn right around as soon as it sees what's going on.
Or the Kardashians.
Yeah, either cable news or E. Or the E network, and the asteroid and everything else will just turn right around and go back. We could probably fight global warming that way. We can get, solar rays to bounce off that way, too. I think.
Yeah, but wouldn't we get extremely cold?
I've always been of the opinion that global cooling
is much worse than global warming.
Maybe. I don't know. Global cooling, you can put on a sweater, though, is the thing.
Well, until these, massive ice caps are invading New York City.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that was another terrible movie.
There's been a lot of terrible weather-related natural disaster movies.
Surprisingly so, right?
Good weather-related natural disaster
Deep Impact. Movies? Deep Impact
yeah,
was
yeah,
good.
One.
It was pretty good.
It's a very low bar. It's a very low bar for
that's
being
fair,
good.
That's fair. Twister. Twister was good.
Oh.
Planet of the Apes.
I'm thinking of all the...
weather movie?
Hey, it's a natural disaster.
I'm thinking
and
of
not even
the
that natural because it was a nuclear warhead.
Yeah.
I mean, the chimps were natural.
Yes, but they weren't the one who caused the disaster.
We don't know that.
It was kind of implied at the end.
Yeah, but you don't know. It was implied.
You're one of those that needs to have someone sit there and explain the entire movie. Oh, God. You're going to be awful to go to the movies with. What's going on?
How did Aquaman breathe underwater?
Everyone's leaving the theater is what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Youth Works on Main. Well, I'm going to tag NASA as well, because why not? Use the hashtag KidsQ. AJ, Dakota, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.